Those are Jocasta from Soho and the new single Change Me. Right, welcome to proceedings tonight. Lard.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Very close tonight.
Yeah.
Uncomfortably close.
Well, I just thought we'd sort of like bond a bit, you know.
Right, if such were needed.
And if you call me a tosser, I'm going to bat you, so just to be a bit closer.
Fair enough then.
Tosser.
Right, now then, I've got a note here from the news desk. Cocteau Twins show cancelled tonight.
Yeah, there is, in Manchester.
Right.
Well, I can exclusively reveal that, I can't say it, but I can reveal it, that the little Welsh fella, the singer, Les Robinson, is that what he's called? Les Fraser.
Liz Fraser.
Liz Fraser.
Yeah.
He's not well, he's lost his voice.
Has she?
She has.
She has, right.
She has, so I don't know anything else other than that, really.
Okay, fair enough. So, what are you... all right, Jim.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
Hiya. Good, thanks.
Right, okay. What are you doing tonight, then?
Well, I thought, you know, like, me sort of classic guitar spot last week sort
it was
of went
brilliant.
Down. It went down fantastically.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that, I mean, it's easy to talk about guitars, but playing it's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I'd do something like, and go off on a tangent, really, and I thought, right, we have a lot of indie crap on this show, don't we? A lot of sort of psychedelic crap.
We have just top pop tunes, as every fool knows.
A lot of crap, basically. Yeah. And I thought I'd do some, like, Parisian stuff tonight.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd do some, like, French songs, you know. I'm thinking of doing four French songs.
Right.
By probably the greatest French songwriter of all time.
Who's that, then?
Boris Chevalier.
Morris.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've just thought I'd do a couple of his. Thank you, Evans. Yeah. For little girls.
Just one thing.
What?
All right, Mick.
What's
that? All right, all right.
I'm okay,
thanks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's
Mick Harvey.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
Right. Who's he, then?
He's from the Bad Seeds. He's doing his Serge Gainsbourg medley tonight.
I don't mind if he comes on my turf, it's okay. No. He can do as much, as many Boris Chevalier songs as he wants to. It's all right.
Cobblers.
Right, you've
screwed blown
it up,
now,
you've blown it up again.
You didn't tell me, did you? I thought we were busy tonight.
It is,
all right, mate.
It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. Right, Jim. All right.
All right,
Mark. Yeah.
Have you recovered?
Pardon?
Recovered
from what?
Sunday.
Sunday, well, it was a disaster. I said, I promised last night that I would not talk about Manchester City's relegation because I understand it's a bit parochial, you know. But seeing it, yeah, just about recovered now. Have you recovered from winning the title again? Yeah,
well,
filthy red.
You know, I mean, things are only halfway through. Anyway, it's not my purpose to gloat, sneer, or otherwise be dismissive tonight.
Is it not?
No.
Right.
No,
we'll have to do that.
I'm talking about the climax of the Premiership season, or in the case of Manchester City, the end of the Premiership.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, great.
And I'm also going to talk about great FA Cup final songs, although there is a bit of a contradiction in terms there. Mm. I'm going to talk about FA Cup final songs.
Right.
Again, you know, that's something perhaps the rest of your listenership might know about, as opposed to you.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And I'm also going to talk about the Women's FA Cup final.
I think we got to that once, didn't we?
Yeah, I
think we got to that.
Yeah, right. Manchester City. I think they were in the early rounds, anyway.
And I think you're going to get battered before the end of the night.
Right, Jim White, who's here, has to gloat all through the evening. And we'll have a song from Mick Harvey very shortly, but we'll have a record first, and you shut up, you. Super Furry Animals, God Show Me Magic.
The evening session is brewed in the UK with premium quality US ingredients.
Welcome to Paradise.
That's what really gets me. This show already plays the UK's new music before anyone else. Then they take our greatest new bands and they play them first. Then sometimes they'll play a US song before we get to hear it.
What's the frequency?
To add insult to injury, you can't get it in America.
Tough. The best new music from over there is available first over here. The Evening Session. Weekdays at 7 on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Okie doke then, live music tonight from Mick Harvey. Mick.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Now then, you've got a large cast with you. Well, four.
Four, yeah.
Right, so
which is probably more than you normally have in this room, I believe.
It is, yeah.
I saw you wincing at the snare cracks before.
Well, wasn't that? It's just sort of quite fetid in here, isn't it? When you get so many people in, you know, it's sort of.
I hadn't thought of it that way yet.
It's sort of locker room-ish, isn't it?
Well, since I took my boots off, yeah.
Yeah, right. Are those hurting you? Are they new, those?
No, it's just so I don't kick the microphone stand like this.
Fairly do. So who
with
you?
With my boots on. The engineer appreciates it, I promise you.
Right, okay then. Who have we got then tonight in your illustrious orchestra?
Well, we have the fabulous Dirty Three.
Right.
With another Jim White on the drums.
Yeah.
Mick Turner on guitar and Warren Ellis on violin and piano accordion.
Right.
And from the fabulous Gallon Drunk, we have James Johnson assisting me on acoustic guitar.
Fairly does. Right, and so are you going to do all Serge Gainsbourg songs tonight, or...?
It looks that way, yeah.
Or are you going to do some Boris Chevalier?
Well...
Hands off!
Oh no, Boris. I wouldn't tread on anyone else's territory, you know.
Very wise.
Okay then. What are you going to do for your first one?
We're going to do a version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Right, okay then. Mick Harvey.
Which is sort of on my album.
Yes.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
You've probably heard it.
I have, yes. You Intoxicated have. Man.
Yeah.
It's close to my heart.
So if we just have a little kind of pregnant pause while I count the song in, then we'll be away.
Right, sure.
While I figure out what the tempo is first and then count it in, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right, that's Mick Harvey with The Dirty Three and James Johnson. Bonnie and Clyde got three more tunes to come during the course of the programme. In session on tomorrow night's programme, Manor Astroman.
There is one thing I neglected. No match for our music.
Yeah, that's Manor Astroman from Alabama, who'll be in session on tomorrow night's programme. This is a welcome reissue on Costly Disc, Vic Goddard and the Subway Sex. Absolutely, definitely a penalty it was, Jim.
It was.
No question at all. Anyway, let's not go on about it. Originally released in 1980, Vic Goddard and the Subway Sect from the album What's the Matter, Boy? Split Up the Money. 97.
From the BBC's Northern Studios, here are some gramophone records.
Shut up.
Peter's out that record, doesn't
it? Well, it did when you started playing. Welcome back. Still to come, Sporty Goings with Jim White, live music from Mick Harvey and co. Featuring drummer, would you adamant believe it, Jim White. the most hilarious comedy caper name mix-up since Lardy Boy Mark Riley was sent by mistake the royalty check of Mark Riley and Matt Bianco. Which was an easy mistake to make because they're both such gifted jazz dancers.
Yeah.
And between The Fall and The Creepers, Lard did actually form a band called Matt Vinyl. Anyway, we got all this cash and how we before, of course, paying it all back, and the money went to its rightful owner, which was... What, you know, in your socks? What, you tosser, I've said it all on the radio now! No, I just made all that up, and it never really happened at all. What was that record back there, then? That was Ash, a bit heavy metal, wasn't it? With the I'd Give You Anything, Not a Million Miles From, The Stooges, No Fun, Yes, Lord, We've Got It, Thank You, Vintage Guitar Spot was last week. That was from the new album, 1977, the year two members of the band were born, apparently. And, you know, people are always coming up to me and saying, hey, you, get out of my garden. And when they're not always coming up and saying that, they're always coming up and saying, doesn't it make you feel old playing bands that young? To which I reply, looking for conkers, mister. And to the second question, no, not really. I tell you what does make me feel old, though, having been alive 38 years. And then they usually come back with, looking for conkers? What, with binoculars in your underpants? That's Bob Mould from his current eponymous album, and Deep Karma Canyon, which I played for Lemonade Baby, who says it's our fault if I don't know whether it's male or female, but if they fail their A-levels. But it's not, is it?
No, because I just work shy fops, is that it?
That's right.
Or work fire shops.
I wonder what you were going to say for a moment.
It's not a good night, is it?
Right then, Jim White is with us tonight, and I suppose you are euphoric, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Can I just say something, Mark? You're in your 38th year.
Yeah.
So that means you can remember when Man City last won a trophy then.
Oh,
just
very good.
About.
See, top flight comedy.
Ba-bum.
Ba-bum.
Just from about. It's not actually, I mean, it's not fair to gloat over City. I mean, actually, a lot of ex-Blues have had quite a good season this season, haven't they? Peter Reid, he came up with the Sunderland, and Steve McMahon, he came up with Swindon, and of course, Tony Coton, the reserve team keeper, he won the title, having transferred to Man United.
Ba-bum.
That vintage guitar spot's good, I like it.
Yeah.
Hammering
on.
Nice varnish on there.
But I think that gloating over Manchester City is a bit parochial, and perhaps we ought to broaden this discussion out. And,
well, I think so, yeah.
I think the whole Premiership thing is a bit parochial when you remember quite how bad British clubs were in Europe this season.
Absolutely.
And I'll just give you a few results from European competitions, because we go on about how marvellous the Premiership is now with the greatest competition in Europe. But Man United 2, Rota Volgograd 2, UEFA Cup.
Right.
Rosenborg 2, Blackburn 1, European Cup. Leeds 3, PSV Eindhoven 5, UEFA Cup. Liverpool 0, Brondby 1, UEFA Cup. Rangers 0, Juventus 4, European Cup. Nottingham Forest 1, Bayern Munich 5, UEFA Cup.
There's a gulf there, isn't there?
There's a gulf, and I think it's going to be exposed in the next few months when we have the European Championships live in England.
Right, OK.
I mean, it may be a sad involvement for us all.
I mean, apart from the fact that you're a United supporter and everything, I mean, do you think it's been a good season for English football, watching the number of games you do?
Yeah, I think there have been some very good... Progression has been made. I think Newcastle were a great side. I think Liverpool look as though they're going to be a great side. And obviously, there's always humour value involved, and Manchester City provide that.
Particularly,
I like the some of the quality of the excuses made that emanate from your peaked cap champion and team manager.
No, it's not peaked. Ball. It's flat.
Any fair person will know who was the better team. That's why one all doesn't bother me. I can't be bothered with people who say it was a bad result. You're all trying to put doom, gloom and panic in where there shouldn't be any.
Yeah, right, evidently. Wise words.
It's always hard round here, and it doesn't help when the referee comes from around the corner. That's whinging because lost to Newcastle, but the ref came from Stockton. Everyone saw it was offside. Every man and his dog saw it shouldn't have been allowed. We didn't deserve to lose at home to Arsenal in our last game, and we didn't deserve to lose at home today.
Yeah.
However... In the stakes for excuse of the year, I'm afraid Manchester City don't even win that. That one goes to Rowley Howard, manager of Marine, non-league club, in the FA Cup, whose comment after a game was this: "I know it sounds daft, but until we let in those three goals just before half time, I thought we were the better side." This is after they lost 11-2 at Shrewsbury.
But where is Marine? What is it?
Liverpool.
Is it? Yeah. Right, and what is it? Under the sea? Or why did they get the name Marine?
They play under the pier.
Right, okay then. Is there any other notable happenings this season? I mean, it was a great running, I suppose, for you, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, it was a very great running.
But anything else that doesn't involve United that you want to talk about? Evidently not. Right, these are pulp. Now then, with the... who was that? With the same if he shot by both sides, but they're allowed, because he rut it, didn't he?
He did rut.
Pete Shelley, the one with the wig, it's like a sort of bearskin, like a Busby affair on his head, out of the Buzzcocks. Lipstick, 1978, from the album Love Bites. And before that, it was lip gloss.
Yeah, there goes the session.
Lipstick, lip gloss.
Yeah, it's a lip segue.
Well done, lad. Hey, no Oof. Flies on you. Hey. And that was Pulp from Isn't Hers. Happy birthday for Thursday, Tara in Coventry. And hello, Hannah, Claire, Kerry, Ruthie and Chandra. And Tara writes that... she wants to be a DJ and is studying media. So that was a mutually exclusive.
I thought you were going to say studying me then. I thought, bloody hell, that was desperate.
So at 6:30 a.m. there'll be more of this. The Breakfast Show now presents our version of The Three Witches in Macbeth.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done. When the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere the set of sun.
Paddock calls.
Anon.
Fair is foul and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and fill the air.
Cool.
Wake up with the all-singing, all-dancing Breakfast Show. Tomorrow, 6:30 to 9, only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Bonkers
he is.
Mick Harvey, head boy of the Bad Seeds, is with us tonight with the Dirty Three and James Johnston of Gallon Drunk, and we're still doing the Serge Gainsbourg songs. What was special about Serge Gainsbourg? Because he was a bit of a sort of lecherous old pisshead, really, wasn't he?
He had that reputation,
because that's what he did. He drank a lot and felt everybody's breasts.
Well, he probably did that too, but he did manage to write a few songs, in his off time.
Absolutely. We have always been a fan of it.
Well, I don't know about always, but for some time,
yes. Yes, all right. So, and is there, how many songs did he write? I mean, there are sort of like hundreds of them out there.
Several hundred, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And amongst the notable interpreters of his songs was Jean Birkin.
Yes.
And Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot.
That's French, that one.
Very good. Very good, isn't it?
And Michavi and Anita Rein.
Yes.
Did a few as well.
They did.
So,
and, yes.
Right, so which one are you going to do now?
Well, we thought it was appropriate to do the new single, but Anita's not here to sing it, so
right.
I'm going to have to embarrass myself grossly, and
I'm available.
You know,
he doesn't want embarrassing that grossly.
Fair enough.
There's another version.
We'll just keep your microphone on, and you can join in anytime you like.
Hey,
hey.
You know, a little bit of thank heaven for all you do, girls, during the instrumental section.
Boris, there's another version of Harley Davidson now. Are you aware of this? The Pop Guns from Brighton.
No.
Have you got a version of it out?
No.
I did have it before. I was going to play it, see if you liked it, but I seem to have lost it.
Thanks.
So there you go. That's
I'm relieved.
Right, okay then.
I mean, no offence to the Pop Guns, it's just not in the mood for that, really.
Right, okay, fairly do. Right, we'll try and find it then.
Later on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Right, Mick.
Am I starting now?
Go on then.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dysfunctional violin and a frog in the throat. Thank you.
There you go, Mick Harvey with the Dirty Three and James Johnson. And that was Harley Davidson, of course, the current singer. And who finished last? There's no need to join in coughing just because he's doing it.
I'm just after attention.
Right, okay. And we'll have a couple more songs from Mick and the Boys a little bit later on. This is Lamb Chop. Yeah, that's a lovely record, that, from How I Quit Smoking, the album, The Man Who Loved Beer, and that is Lamb Chop, who comes from Nashville. Kurt Wagner, his name is. Right now, listen, I've got to give a plug for something here, which is coming up on BBC Two, and it's a new programme called The Fall Guy. Well, I don't have to. Someone asked me if I would, and I said I would, because I'm nice. Occasionally. And anyway, this new six-part series presented by Johnny Vaughan on BBC Two, and it's called The Fall Guy. And have you heard about this, Jim?
Yeah,
have you
sounds
heard about,
very good.
Have you heard about it?
I have, yeah.
No, have you?
But tell me more.
Well, I will do. Basically, what it is, it's a practical jokes programme, you see. And everything's going to be remote controlled by the commands from the controller's lair. So the idea was, they did one try. But anyway, other stunts that they want to do is people who are going to go for a free meal in a posh restaurant, accept a golf lesson or more haircuts and all that kind of gubbins. So what they basically want you to do is nominate your mates to be stitched up. So the should be plenty of takers for that. Am I selling this? You're all looking confused in the other room. I'm not, am I not? Right, do you understand what I'm on about, Jim? Is it sort of hanging together, this?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
you get this football club and you...
Shut up! Right, so the hotline for all this stuff, for the Fall Guy thing with Johnny Vaughan, where you nominate your mates to be stitched up and they film it and put it on the telly for everyone else's hilarity. Is that clear enough? Yes, evidently. Right, so this hotline number is 0161-244-3517. 0161-244-3517. And also what they want for this thing is audience. So if you fancy coming to watch it, May 29th and 30th, and then there's some dates in June and July as well. The ticket hotline number is 0161-244-3543. Now, lad...
What?
You remember what happened last time you were clinking bottles of beer together? It spilt all over your trousers, didn't you? And you had to do the whole show in your Y-fronts and your Chelsea boots. And it was deeply off-putting, even more so than usual. Right, okay, so the ticket hotline number is 0161-244-3543. You know, what are you doing? Yawning through what? A plug for someone else's programme. A highly creative endeavour on BBC Two.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here and yawning through it. A man of your meagre abilities.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right, well, everybody who works on The Fall Guy, come and batter lard tomorrow.
I'll be outside. No. I'll be outside here at 10 past 12 tonight.
That's Stop Your Crying, Sleeper, from the new album The It Girl, which has had some mixed reviews, hasn't it, lad?
That's it. I've not seen the bad ones. I've just seen the good reviews myself, sir.
How very diplomatic.
Yes, sir.
And The It Girl being, of course, Clara Bow, who was the fantastic film star in the 20s.
That's right, sir.
Thank you. Right. Jim White is with us. What's up with you? I find that deeply suspicious.
Nothing, sir.
When you're nice.
Can I have a beer, sir?
Just be a great useless lummox and deeply unpleasant, as usual.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Jim, now then, I thought you were getting violent.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jim White is going to do this next bit with a penknife held to his throat, just in case. And kids, don't try this at home, unless, of course, you have got
a knife to support it. Oh, no, he's cut himself.
Oh.
Now, come on, behave yourself.
Right, so Jim, anyway, United's off to Wembley. City's off to Grimsby.
Don't get blood on the table.
So, the FA Cup final then, of course, celebrated in song.
Yeah, one of the great...
Okay,
sorry, I've got a knife to my throat.
Joke's
cut
over.
My finger.
Such as it ever began.
It's one of the great traditions, isn't it, that on the cup final week you get two groups
of... You have cut yourself!
Oh, yeah,
shit! You've cut him!
Not me, he was him! He was him, sir!
Oh, God!
He did himself, sir!
And that is the first time a guest on this programme has actually been knifed while he's just coming up for his spot.
You see, I bleed red.
Yeah, that's how loyal I am.
Typical, through and through.
I don't believe you just cut the guest open, lad.
Well, you got to make the effort.
Can I go back to the? Can I go back to this anyway?
Yeah, please do.
I'm a professional. Because there's blood pouring down my hand. It's fine. Basically, every year there's 11 young men appear on Top of the Pops and look very embarrassed.
Right.
But that's enough about pulp. Anyway, this year they've got particularly a lot to be embarrassed about because it's Liverpool and Manchester United both come up with terrible dance records, which you've probably not played on this particular programme.
Well, they haven't sent us
but this is right in the tradition of cup final records because they are always awful.
Yeah.
Now, the traditional method is what is known as copsasis, which is basically plagiarism by another name. That's a technical term for taking an old song and slightly changing the lyrics.
Right.
And quite often they take a hymn, like they've taken the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and they did Glory, Glory, Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
And then
they did Glory, Glory, Man United as well.
Yeah.
And bizarrely, Onward Sexton's Soldiers, which was another hymn taken. But I think one of the worst periods of the cup final song was where the celebrities got involved and Status Quo got involved in Man United last year.
But
do you remember Chaz and Dave in the early 80s?
Yeah, with Spurs.
With Spurs, Ozzy's dream. Yeah. Spurs are going to Wembley, Ozzy's knees are trembly.
Mm.
And then up popped our dealers to go, in the cup with Tottenham.
Yeah.
Which was a very, very embarrassing moment. And then
comedy foreigner routine.
Exactly. A year later, Spurs found themselves back at Wembley, but it was the middle of the Falklands War. And probably, you know, Argentinians popping up and being comical wasn't a good idea. And so they just stuck to awful rhymes. Tottenham, Tottenham, no one can stop them.
They're
going to do it like they did last year.
Right.
One of the great songs. So it went on. I think Liverpool tried to change the mould in 1988 with the Anfield Rap. If you remember that, it was written by Craig Johnson, who also invented... Craig Johnson, who invented the Predator boot.
Right.
If I remember, but he was better in the boot factory than in the recording studio.
Well, didn't John Barnes fancy himself as a rapper because he'd done that World in Motion thing, didn't he, with New Order,
And he got involved. But I think the best ever cup final song was in 1975, and it was to support the efforts of Fulham.
Right.
And it was called Viva El Fulham by Tony Rees and the Cottagers.
Oh, that'd have been Session. Twice.
I would have thought so, probably. What's your prediction for the score of the FA Cup final,
being a true red, whenever Paul, and you can see, you know, I bleed red.
Right, yeah.
And whenever
Liverpool supporter,
whenever Liverpool come on the horizon, they scare the living daylights out of me. So I'm very worried, and I think Liverpool might well do it.
I'll tell you what, though, red boots. It's not big and it's not clever, is it?
No.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
White boots.
White
boots. No, Stan Collymore, red boots. I've got red boots.
Red boots.
Blood's dripping on my finger. My feet, lad.
Yeah. Lad, mop him up.
Yeah, I will.
This is a programme for children of all ages, written by children of all ages.
Two peas in a pod, they are actually. Cooler Shaker, Grateful When You're Dead, followed by, from 1967, the Spencer Davis Group and I'm a Man.
More. New. Music.
New songs on Radio 1 from Pizzicato 5. Black Grape. And Pizza Man.
Pizza delivery van.
More new music than any other station. Guaranteed. Radio 1. The UK's new music. First.
Okay then, live music tonight comes from Mick Harvey, along with the Dirty Three and James Johnson. What about the Bad Seeds? Have you got any plans to do a tour or a record or a human pyramid or anything with them?
Yeah.
When and what?
Well, we're doing a new album over the summer,
right?
In London,
yes.
And we will be playing a few select festival dates throughout that same period.
Is it going to be a more cheery affair than Murder Ballads, or equally dark?
Oh, I thought Murder Ballads was quite cheery in its own way.
Well,
but then you know, I guess I would.
Right.
Yeah. I hope so.
I know, you're making about 15 albums this year, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's the Meatloaf project, the Celine Dion.
Yeah, the Celine Dion album.
Yep, to be
producing
done.
A couple of weeks. Things nice. Like that, yeah. I've got quite a lot going on, I think.
She's you did a bit with Billy Ocean Colour Scene? No?
No, I haven't been offered that one.
You know Celine Dion? She's got loads of shoes.
Has she really?
Yeah, 3 houses full. More than Imelda Marcos. Very interesting, that, isn't it? Anyway, are we going to have another Serge Gainsbourg song?
Yes, it is indeed. And it's one that you don't know.
How do you know? I know them all.
Well, you might. But I somehow doubt it.
Right, okay.
Because it's not on the album.
Right.
We're sticking our necks out here.
Okay, then.
And am I meant to do that now?
Well, what's it called?
It's called La Javanaise.
Right, I know that.
Right, yeah. I know, it's one of our faves, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that. Don't
yeah, you're supposed to do it now.
It's a version parisienne.
Oh.
Yeah, my favourite.
I thought you'd like that. Okay. So, I'll start it now, shall I?
Go on then, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Having finished the in-depth interview.
Okay. Was that it?
Well, it's as close as we get, yeah. Okay. Another triumph of the interviewer's art.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 2, 3.
Ah, there you go. It's such an evocative instrument, isn't it?
The piano accordion.
The vibraphone. Sadly, we didn't have one.
Yeah. Well,
the piano accordion, it is, indeed. Don't you think, Lard, evocative?
Yeah, all
it
right.
It is, absolutely. And we got one more song from Mick and the Dirty Three and James Johnson in the last half hour of the programme. These are the Ben Folds 5. I met this girl, she looked like Axel. All right, lads, don't mind me.
The Buskin.
Ben Folds 5.
You got any
with,
change?
Julianne. You took it all from me from the machine, didn't you?
That's true.
Right, that's Julianne, Ben Folds 5 from their new album. They'll be in session on the programme on Monday night. Coming up in the last half hour, we've got more from Jim White, and also the Dirty Two, which is the Dirty Three without Jim White, who we've already mentioned.
Yeah.
James Johnson, and what are you doing? Anything? Oh, Mick Harvey. Forgot to mention Mick Harvey. What are you doing in the last half hour?
I'm going to apologise to him for stabbing him.
Right, okay then. And you're going to do your Boris Chevalier medley?
I do.
Right, okay. We'll go up to the news, or very nearly, probably. Close, I hope.
If you keep talking
with a track
bit.
From the new Butthole Surfers album, which is called Electric Larryland.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And it's got a horrible cover.
Mm.
What a class link that was.
Top bollocks.
Wanted the bouncer to say again, lad?
He said go away.
Did he?
Right, yeah.
Okay, then. Right, those are the Butthole Surfers from the new album Electric Larryland, and that song is called Pepper.
Oh, they missed it.
Quality. Right, that's Lou Reed and his current single, Ookie Wookie.
Ookie Wookie.
All right, lad. Welcome back to the last half hour programme in which more from Jim White on the Women's FA Cup final very shortly. But not before we've had the last song live in session from Mick Harvey. Do the introductions again for people who've just tuned in and missed the glories that have gone before.
Oh, well, you know, we have here with us.
Mm.
The Dirty Three,
mm-hmm.
which is Jim White on the drums, Mick Turner on the guitar, and Warren Ellis currently on the piano accordion. And James Johnson of Gallon Drunk is playing bass on this particular number, although he probably wished I didn't say that.
And the Dirty Three have an album, Sad and Dangerous, which is out on Big Cat. And cheer up, Warren. You've got a spectacularly glum face there behind that accordion.
He's trying to remember the little melody here.
He's worried he's going to stab him.
I'm sorry, yeah, we put everybody. What are any plans for any Dirty Three stadium shows coming up or anything?
Well, yeah.
Would you like to tell us where,
said,
when?
Yep.
Or,
any sitcoms or anything?
Good.
Wow.
Right.
Yep, it's all happening.
And James, any Gallon Drunk plans afoot?
Yes.
Good, right, yeah. When you didn't you stand in for Blixer Bargeld on Lollapalooza?
Yes.
And was that a taxing job?
Yes.
Was it? Right, because he looks mean, doesn't he? But I've always been interested. Mick, perhaps, you know, what exactly is Blixer's role in the Bad Seeds? Because every time I've seen him, he has a guitar on, but he doesn't appear to actually play it much.
It's a very peculiar style he has,
right.
To be sure. And he's a guitar terrorist.
Fair enough. Right.
Okay. Can I ask Mike?
It's amazing how much noise a guitar can make without hitting it.
Right. That's all I can say. Yeah, right.
I'd get the musician's union on him if I were you, Arkin. Right. Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question, yeah.
Are you disappointed you didn't get to number one?
That's his question. What? He asked that out.
Are you disappointed that you didn't get to number one?
What number one?
Bollocks to it.
See, right? Lad? Just leave the interviewer to me, right?
I know, and I'm whooped.
You just keep tossing about. Right, Mick.
We're always number one in my mind.
Yeah.
There you go, you see?
But
you
mean, it was a good answer in the end.
You mean the single, do you? The one with Kylie?
Yeah, but he doesn't mean anything.
Well,
we did get to number one somewhere.
It's spinning out of control, this thing.
I think Austria.
Austria, was it?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Best play a tune, then.
Don't pay him the respect of trying to answer the question, Mick. It's just his idea of a feeble joke. Well, no, it's his idea of a good joke, but it is a feeble joke. Right, what are we going to do for the last song?
It's a song called Barrel of My 45.
And this is on Intoxicated Man.
It is
Man
on
as well,
Intoxicated Man.
Which you can buy if you have money.
Yeah, I suppose you can. That's true.
Yeah, okay then. Right, shall we have it?
Okay. Here it is.
Well, I don't mean without these, obviously, but I mean, are you doing any solo fantastic gigs type thing?
No.
Right, okay. This is Glenn Matlock. Glenn Matlock, my little Philistine.
Coming up at midnight, 4 hours of almost continuous music, briefly interrupted by highlights of the day, news from the heady world of showbiz on the net, and a gripping competition to win the entire Radio 1 playlist. I'm just a girl, but I'm the girl you want. Midnight till 4, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
She's just a girl. She's just a girl.
Right, Jim White is still with us and going to do some more football. Interesting enough, you got this Premiership transfer spending in the season of 95-96.
Yeah, interesting reading that.
Interesting
it?
Reading. The charts of this is Newcastle United at the top with 21.3. Top signing, Asprilla, of course. Or is it Aspria, actually? Probably.
That's right. Your French is better than your whatever he is.
Sasperia, Colombian.
That's right.
It's a good sign. I mean, like, I think he's been much maligned. Actually. I mean, the guy's obviously a loon, isn't he? Allegedly. But I mean, you know,
can't
when
keep
he says
control that, of his limbs.
Well, no, but I mean, when people say destroy the rhythm of the side, I mean that's rubbish, isn't
it? No. They can't defend, and he's not a defender. It's not his fault.
There you go. Interesting. Who do you think is bottom, lad, of the spending?
Port Vale.
No, it's the Premiership, our kid.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Man United, you see, 0.4 million, and all that was spent on Tony Copeland, which is interesting. It says Man City as well, 6.5 million quid spent, and the top signing, Kit Simons. Money well spent, you would have to say. It says 1.8, I thought it was less than that, and anyway, I think Georgie Kinclancy finished up costing us more than that, but we've probably only paid, like, you know, 5 box tops and some Bazooka Joe comics for him at the moment, and we'll pay all the rest next season with our ends of the league bonanza. Anyway, you've been to see, been watching some women's football?
Yes, the Women's FA Cup final between Liverpool and Croydon.
Oh, right.
The Might of Croydon at the New Den, which is where Millwall play. And I went with a guy called Pete Davis, who's just written a book called I Lost My Heart to the Bells, which is a book about women's football, particularly the Doncaster Bells.
Right.
And he said that he's just fallen in love with women's football, and he's so keen the Doncaster Bells weren't even playing.
Right.
Yeah, he took me along to this match. He was telling me how fantastic it was.
Yes.
And I went along, and, you know, passes were overhit, forwards couldn't hit a barn door. No one could tackle it. It was actually very like a Premier League match.
Oh, right, right. Oh, I thought there was a Manchester City gag on the horizon.
No, this is women's
football. Floating interview, right.
Women's football.
Yeah.
But there were two or three really, really good players. Karen Burke of Liverpool. She was fantastic, got a great goal, won the ball on the halfway line, smacked it home. Brilliant. Mm. Loads of real intelligence brought to bear, slightly slower than the men's game.
Mm.
A lot of skill, a lot of control, a bit like a chess match and very boring.
Right, okay. I mean, do you think it will catch up? Can you see the occasion where there will be like a full professional women's league in this country?
Not at the moment. There were 2,000, 1,100 people at the match, most of whom were other players, I would say.
Yeah.
And there's a tremendous interest. There's a lot of people in the in schools playing it and so forth, but I don't think there'll ever be a point where there can be a professional league. I don't think there'll be the crowd to sustain it.
Well, or is that because the professional league is run entirely by men?
Well, there's that. You see, the FA are in charge of women's football, and basically the FA, I think, are rather frightened of women's football. They're rather frightened of one particular aspect of women's football, which was quite strongly in evidence at the cup final, which was a bit like going along to a KD Lang concert.
Right, yes.
You know, to quote Damon Albert, and there are a lot of girls who like girls there.
Right.
And okay. I think the FA are rather frightened of that. And I asked Pete Davis about that, and he said, well, no, actually... I didn't want to put that into my book about women's football because, you know, why should anyone be interested in the sexuality of women footballers? I mean, they're not interested in the sexuality of men footballers.
I don't know. I think they're interested in the sexuality of all footballers.
Yeah, I am, in fact. I remember, do you remember that guy, Wayne County, who became Jane County?
Yeah. Who did he play for?
He used to put it about a bit in midfield,
football.
And anyway, he wrote a book called Man Enough to Be a Woman. Right. This is about his life, yeah. And I interviewed him about it once. And in one particular instance, he was got very low, and he was working as a transsexual prostitute in London, and he actually had contact with several members of a prominent football team.
Really?
So I said to him, which football team was it?
Yes.
So he said, I'm not going to tell you, but you'll have to work it out, and because obviously it wasn't in print in his book.
Yes.
So I said, well, go on, tell me who it was. And he said, well, it was a prominent northern team.
Yes.
From a northern industrial city. Right. So I said, okay, well, that narrows it down a bit. And, you know, give me a few more clues. And he said, well, you know, they're very successful. And they were down there for a cup final.
Right.
So that rules out Man City.
See, it's got its bonuses. Pardon the phrase.
Okay, I don't know. Depends which way you look at it, doesn't it, really? Right, that's Jim White on the prospects for women's football in this country. This is a record. I love that record so much, as if that makes any difference. Richard Davis, who used to be in Cardinal with Eric Matthews, sign up maybe for being from his album There's Never Been a Crowd Like This. And I'd like to dedicate that to William Bentle. Looks like Bentle. From Brighton, who's just written in to say thanks for his prize, which was Spellbound, which he won in the Andrew Davis competition. And he doesn't want anything, didn't ask for a request, just wrote in to say thanks. And I think a bit of common courtesy is nice.
That's very nice.
It is, isn't it? Right, okay. Our guest reader all this week is Dave Davis of The Kinks, who's reading from his autobiography, which is called Kink.
Music filled our house all the time. The most important piece of furniture in the front room before television took hold was the piano. All of my sisters played. Rini was the best, although Joyce and Gwen eventually became quite accomplished as well. The girls also had a 78 RPM wind-up gramophone. However, records were not as popular then as they later became. The big thing directly after the war was going to the cinema. The whole family would go to the cinema at least once a week. We'd queue up outside the theatre, children and all. But our greatest form of entertainment was the parties at our house every Saturday night. The whole family would come, including Uncle Frank, Mum's brother, and all the aunties, and Dad's mates and cronies from up the pub. The men would go to the pub, buy a few bottles of spirits and crates of ale, and come back, and the piano would be opened. Dad used to dance and play the banjo. Then Mum would go down in the kitchen, where she always managed to whip up a plate of sandwiches for everyone. The music went on until 2 or 3 in the morning, music hall stuff, songs from the 30s, Bye Bye Blackbird, If You Were the Only Girl in the World, My Old Man Said, Follow the Van. Everyone had a special song. Dad's was an old song by the Victorian music hall entertainer Gus Ealing about the warnings and pitfalls of marriage. I think it was called Underneath the Thumb. It's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. Nagging at a fella who is 6'4", and her only 4'2". Well, they hadn't been married for a month or more, when underneath the thumb goes Jim. Oh, isn't it a pity that the likes of her should put upon the likes of him?
From The Kinks, Dave Davis, with another thought for the day.
Mice, who are coming in for a session very shortly, and the Milkman. That's it for tonight. On tomorrow night's programme, music journal David Quantick will be here, and a live session from Man or Astroman. Wendy Lloyd is next. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks also to Jim White and to Mick Harvey, the Dirty Three, and James Johnson, and
Mark Radcliffe.
Don't mention it.
Missing you already.
Wendy Lloyd.